Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Amy Zuck and Tara Kozlerich with the Christian Opportunity Center about their replacement summer camp for adults with disabilities.
Christian Opportunity Center has opened up their center up in Indianola. First of all, how's that gone so far over the last couple of months, and how has it been able to serve Indianola residents?
Yeah, it's been going really well. We opened up in June.
Yep, late the end of June.
Towards the end of June, after about 4 months off due to COVID. It was really difficult for the people that we support to not have the outlet, you know, to not to be able to come to our life skills or rehabilitation program. So it was really great to see them when they got back here, the smiles when they were able to see their friends and the staff. Since then, it has been pretty, you know, it's different. We have social distancing in place and masks are required. So that has been kind of a, you know, a learning point for all of us and, you know, just trying to have everyone understand. But we really, our first priority is to keep everyone safe. So I think everyone doesn't like masks, but, you know, we're doing all we can and just to do what we can do to keep everyone safe.
Well, yeah, and it's such a, I feel like it's such a social place, and it's such a place of, you know, you go to see your friends, the community, you know, people who are enjoy to interact with you, and some of that is taken away. So how has that feedback gone of, yes, this is still that place, but we're still learning a little bit?
I think the most difficult part is running a program that really pushes community integration and not being able to go into the community. So staff have really been creative about, you know, finding new opportunities and activities that keep the individuals safe, but also allow them to have that interaction and just kind of enjoy that time with their peers. So, I mean, everything looks different for all of us, and especially here because the program looks so different than it did previously. And that's kind of where the idea for Camp Week came up, just because of, you know, falling into the routines of being at the building every day, not being able to go on those community outings, just to try and offer something that's different and fun for those individuals.
All right. Well, let's go over the summer camp. I, you know, heard about it. It seemed like a great idea. Go over the details of the summer camp.
Yeah, well, a lot of the individuals that we support attend adult summer camps every summer, and it's something that they look forward to every year. This year, you know, those were taken away due to COVID. So Tara had a wonderful idea to get to kind of mimic a summer camp here at COC in our environment, where we can control the safetiness and just make sure that everyone is, you know, social distancing, wearing a mask, and still having fun. So that's where we're at. What we did is we had a t-shirt fundraiser for a Be Kind shirt to help to raise funds to do this. And it was very successful. We had a lot of support from the communities that we serve, and we were able to raise over $2,000 to have a camp, not only in Indianola, but in Pella and Oskaloosa as well. So we're able to serve about 100 individuals during this week.
Awesome. Well, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Before we kind of get into the, you know, specifics of the camp a little bit, what does it mean to have that support from the community, from the t-shirt sale, to be able to put something on like this?
Oh, it means the world to us. I mean, we're all kind of flying by the seat of our pants right now. You know, COVID kind of really put a wrench in to a lot of things. You know, COC, we have an annual golf classic that we do every year. That's a huge fundraiser for us. And that was taken away this year as well from COVID. So we were kind of, you know, scrambling and trying to figure out how we can continue to do these fun things and continue to make it our programming engaging and exciting for the people we support, and to have the community step up and to say, hey, we're behind you 100%. We're here to do what we can to help you. It really means the world. And our staff have been working crazy hours and crazy under a crazy amount of stress during this whole COVID season, I guess you could call it. So, you know, it really is kind of a affirmation that what they're doing really does matter, and it really is seen by the community.
Well, if there were, you know, Indianola residents or you mentioned Pella, the other area centers, you know, about the camp, if they could be served or knew someone that could be served by the Christian Opportunity Center, what would you want them to know about, the camp and some of the details about getting more information?
So essentially, some of the ideas that we came up for the activities for camp came from the people that we support. I kind of touched base and pulled them aside and asked something that they, you know, really miss that they enjoy at camp every year. And we had to be kind of creative since we can't really leave the site. So some of the things that we came up with is a bird feeder craft, making lanterns, learning how to put up a tent, identifying animal tracks and leaves, talking about campfire safety and doing a craft to go along with that. Tie-dyeing masks to kind of fit in with everything, the fun of tie-dyeing, and then something that they can actually use. Like glitter calming bottles. We did some like makeshift fishing and casting contests, s'mores, because you can't leave those out, of course, when it comes to camp. Scavenger hunt, rock painting, flower pot craft. I mean, just a multitude of different things that could kind of fill that need for the different individuals we support. We did provide lunch. We're providing lunch for individuals every day this weekend, our staff, as kind of a fun thing too.
Yeah, and each person is getting a t-shirt. So that's a lot of fun for them as well too.
All right. Well, is there anything else you think people should know about the Indianola Christian Opportunity Center or just some of the other programs you provide?
I think the biggest thing is just, you know, knowing that we're here and wanting them to understand what types of supports we provide for individuals and the importance that those supports are for adults living with disabilities. I just think, you know, if you're not sure about it, we're always welcoming to people calling and asking questions or wanting to learn more. Because I kind of think even if you don't necessarily have a child or family member that would receive support from us, it's still great to have that kind of information to pass along to someone that maybe doesn't know what we do or doesn't realize that these opportunities are here for those individuals.
Thanks to Amy Zuck and Tara Kozlerich for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.